This is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Okay, I don't know what to say, but joining me is a former Marine. He's a member of the Army National Guard marathon team, and he's been sitting here, Woody Williams sitting here, an absolute legend in the Marine Corps. So Mark Jones gets to follow him. Mark, good luck to you with that deal.
How do I even start? Should I just leave now?
No, let me just tell you, he was supposed to be here at noon, and then all of a sudden, I look in here, he comes walking up. He's 95 years old.
I had plenty of time to read about him while I was sitting there, and wow, what a legend. He's torched some guys. he's done a lot.
Yeah, you read his Medal of Honor citation on Iwo Jima, and you just look at it, and you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and the way he's walking around, there's only three recipients from World War II, and he's walking around like he's ready to run this race tomorrow.
Yeah. And he's just, you know, and then he was talking about his foundation has been a part of erecting monuments to Gold Star families around the country. That there was never a monument erected around the country to a Gold Star family until his foundation got involved. Now there's 44 of them.
Yep, and one recently in Norwich, in about an hour south of where I live in Vermont.
Get out.
They were just there a couple weeks ago. I told them, I work at the Army Mountain School. Army Mountain Warfare School, and I said, man, if I knew you guys were here, we could have done some cool stuff.
Right.
But honestly,
I mean, I know I sound like a geek, okay, but Woody Williams, man, I have seen that guy on TV. I've seen him at Medal of Honor ceremonies. I'd watch YouTube videos of him recounting the fighting on Iwo Jima. And I feel like I'm like 7 years old right now. But let's talk about you, Mark. So we just had our pictures taken with him. Mark tried to hoard it on my picture, and I had to throw him out. I'm like, no, you get out of it, man.
You used it on my phone, so now you expect me to give you that picture, too.
Exactly. Don't tase me, bro. Don't screw me over on that deal, man.
You're not talking about seeing videos on me either.
No, exactly. But come on. I mean, that's a thrill. That's on my I Love Me wall right there. Woody Williams. Unbelievable. And he's just a wonderful guy, too. And his grandson runs a foundation. And just a wonderful, wonderful guy. So let's talk about you. Born and raised where?
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
All right. How's the Marine Corps get on your darken your doorstep? How do you...
So right out of high school, I had no family, just didn't have any support in life. I feel like there was no other option for me.
Explain, you had no family.
Yep, so I was raised by my grandparents, kicked out at 16, and I was on my own. I was on my own for the rest of high school.
Where were you living? How were you?
I was in and out of friends' houses. Doing a lot of drinking, just no path in life, really. So I figured the Marines would be the best way to figure that out. It was a recruiter's best dream. Didn't have to push me at all. I was like, where do I sign? When do I go? And I cooperated, took the test I needed to take, won infantry, and just went right for it. And I had 4 years to figure out life.
What year is that?
2004.
2000 to 2004. Oh, yep. No shit. Nice timing.
Yep.
So you become a grunt. What unit? Where do you head?
I was in Camp Lejeune.
There you go.
In 1-2, 1st Battalion, 2nd Marines. And, yeah, I was in Japan. If we want to kind of do a short little timeline, I was in Japan in Aoki in 2001 when the towers were hit.
Right.
And it was kind of like the initial dream came true of why I enlisted, and just kept going from there.
So did you guys go to Iraq? Did you want to participate in the march up?
Yep. In 2003, we were in Al-Nasiriyah.
You guys were part of Task Force Tarawa?
Initial invasion, yeah.
Right. And then, so you do the quote unquote march up,
right.
And then you guys go, you go back home. Do you come back? Did you make another deployment?
No. Somehow I did not get recalled. I was able to get out, and that's at the time. That's what I wanted to do. Lost a lot of brothers, and
right.
just realized it wasn't for me anymore for a little bit.
So what do you do?
So fast forward. I went to college for 2 years, wanted to go to a university to finish up credits, realized that I was going to have to pay out of pocket.
Why? You had GI Bill?
It wasn't going to be enough.
Oh.
So.
Yellow Ribbon Fund? No?
So to all the Marines listening, this is how you do it. Do your general eds at a community college, use your GI Bill for a university, and then you get paid to go to college. But.
Could probably parlay that into some graduate work too, right?
Absolutely. So
those 4 years, yeah.
Yep. So I happened to be walking by a National Guard recruiting. There was a $20,000 bonus, and there was other bonuses for school. So I made out really well going to school, no debt. Really benefited joining, you know, and it's a good choice.
The Army's National Guard program, you know, depending on where you grew up in the country, the Guard may or may not be big. You grew up in California, the Guard's not so much. But you grew up in the Midwest and a lot of places that are not as densely populated. The Guard is a big deal. And it not only do they do, you know, disaster response in the state, which everybody loves to do, but they have all kinds of great bonuses. Special Forces avenues in the Guard open up, and some of their programs are pretty lucrative. But you still love the Marine Corps, yes?
Oh, I was just watching a documentary last night on Netflix about it and reminiscing a little bit. But, you know, I was saying this today, as many times as I spent complaining and whining about how none of this makes sense in the Corps, you join the Army and it's like clear as day, rainbows and unicorns appear, and it's like, wow, it all did make sense, because the Army does not make sense at all. But I've had a lot of opportunities turning my life around from where I used to be when I got out of the Marines.
Well, I want you to talk about that. Yesterday, when a little bit ago when we met,
yep.
I met, who's the woman who runs the team? What's her name?
First Sergeant Rapney.
First Sergeant Rapney.
Right.
I show up here early to get in. I meet First Sergeant Rapney, and we're talking, and I said, well, why don't you come on the program? And she said, well, I don't want to, but I'll have one of the runners come. I said, okay. So I walk over there to find somebody, and I see Mark, and we're talking, and as we kind of get talking, he said, I used to be in the Marine Corps, which makes him a fit for All Marine Radio. And then he looked at me and he says, and I told him about the purpose of All Marine Radio, post combat related mental health, and he said, well, it'll be awesome because running saved my life. So talk about, so what happened?
Yeah, so. I had a long, you know, bad point in my life after I got out, and you know, you think about the guys that you lose and the friendships that you make. You know, you're day in, day out, 3-4 years together, and then they're gone, and you wonder, did I make the right decisions in life and this and that. So many of us, we resort to getting out and abusing our bodies in some form. And it's just trading one addiction for another. You know, you have the day in, day out of Marine mentality. You get up, you have forced regimens, and then you get out and there's nothing. You don't have a path in life, really. And you're not really set up for what's out there. So we resort to drinking and reminiscing about those and thinking that's the way we can maintain and get better. And I did that. I did that until I became 220 pounds.
What?
I was obese. I was drinking every day.
I say what, because what do you weigh now?
155. So, and I was less. Now I'm bulking. It's bulk season right now.
But, you know, that is a pretty common phenomenon in two things. One, you've been marginally changed as a human being by the experience that you've gone through. And two, you've been dislocated from your tribe.
Right.
And those two things are powerful things. Did you stay in touch with your friends? Did you...
Yeah. You know, the Marines always usually do that. It's trickled over the last few years because I've enhanced my athletic career,
uh-huh.
and they have maintained their drinking career.
Okay.
So, you know, with those differences, it's really hard, plus moving around and traveling and stuff. But, you know, there's still a few that I'll always be in touch with. But it's hard.
So you go through that. How do you get into running, and then does that turn it around?
Yeah, so one day, woke up, went outside, it was about 1400, sun hit me dead in my eye, I looked down on the ground, I was completely hungover, empty wallet, and there was a half marathon flyer at my doorstep. And it wasn't just placed there, it was blown there because no one else had this. I lived in a little cul-de-sac, and it was like destiny. So me being the hard-headed Marine was like, oh yeah, half marathon, I could go do that. And a couple weeks later, I did it, and I was sick for days. But, you know, it grew, and it was what's a full marathon? Oh, you can qualify for Boston, and, you know, and so on and so on. So, you know, many multi-day events and 100 miles, 150-mile races, and all kinds of good stuff in life. Through the Guard, I found out that I could use my running. And what I say is I always try to help people through running. As Ryan Hall expressed way back when he was running marathons. And I try to live that day by day. And the Guard provides that. You qualify for a team and you get to travel, race, talk to people about joining any branch, really. And as a Marine, I can relate to other Marines. And we have a lot that join the Guard, believe it or not.
You meet Marines you'll meet somebody in the Guard and they'll say, yeah, I used to be a Marine. And then you start talking about why. And they'll tell you either about the opportunity or the lack of availability of a Marine Reserve unit where they live. And so they join the Guard.
Right.
So you're on... what's your MOS in the Guard?
11 Bravo. I'm still infantry.
So you're still an infantry guy. So, and you teach at what? They have a mountain
warfare? I work at the Mountain Warfare School, yeah.
All right.
I'm in the operations.
So are you in active reservist now?
I was on ADOS. I just got off ADOS orders. So now I'm just M-Day. I'm back to M-Day. I applied for a couple AGR positions. They have been taking a while, so I'm just doing a civilian thing right now. So.
Right. What do you do when you're a civilian?
Right now I'm working as a concession supervisor for Sodexo. And I do personal training on the side.
So give me a message for anybody out there that's kind of going through that trough that you went through, that a lot of guys go through. I mean, again, the dislocation from all that structure and all that support affects people dramatically. Somebody going through that now that might be listening, what do you tell them?
Reach out to me. Reach out to somebody. There's many ways. You know, the initial easy way is the lifestyle we love to live, the easy fix, the instant gratification. We're usually directed towards pills and medication. Try self-remedy. I've tried both, and self-remedy has brought me to a way better place in life. It doesn't necessarily have to be physical activity. It could be anything you enjoy in life. Just pursue it. And once you think you have mastered it, maybe look for something else. But at the same time, look to see how you can help others. And then you realize it's not about you. And there's other people that are in the same boat. And the gratification you get by helping others is just, it's what you need. Believe me, it's what you need.
I describe it as the Grinch moment. When the Grinch's heart gets bigger when he hears other people sing it.
It's my favorite movie.
Before
his heart grows.
Oh, really? No, it's a good movie, but when they when his heart grows, that's to me, because we talk about trauma all the time. I'm starting to speak about it, going up to Minnesota State University, Mankato, going to go speak to the 2nd Marine Division about it. But it's the same message. It's look, we all get affected by this. We're all sitting around, most of us, suffering in silence. Don't be afraid. We do trauma. This is Marine Corps, man.
Right.
You'll do it your whole life. Get good at it, and then begin to help others. And as you said, that feeling when you help somebody else, when you ease their pain, when you help them, there's no feeling like that in the world. It's awesome.
I mean, I don't know what you were talking to Woody about, but the first thing I think he said when you were done was, we didn't even talk about Iwo Jima. And look at, he has a big smile on his face, and he's out here traveling and helping others. He must have helped a bunch of people today, a bunch of Marines today, because you didn't even get to him.
Right.
So,
no.
There it is.
No, and you know, you should have, he lit up when we were talking about his foundation. You know, I said, tell me about his foundation. He said, can you believe that there was not one monument to Gold Star families in the country? And I said, no. And the pride that he has in that whole thing was what the rest of the conversation was about.
Yeah.
If anybody does want to talk to you about somebody who's in the same spot, how do they get a hold of you? Are you on Facebook? Are you on?
You could go Woodpile Jones on Instagram or
Woodpile Jones.
Woodpile Jones. That's a whole other story.
We don't need to tell.
No, it's not. It's not what you think.
Okay.
Lived on top of a woodpile in Vermont for a while.
All right. Well, there you go. That was harmless.
Yep.
That was harmless. All right. Woodpile Jones at twitter.com.
At Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah. Or Facebook. But there's a million Mark Joneses. You probably type in like Vermont or something.
Yeah. He told me
like
Mark Jones. I was like, oh, what are you like incognito? You're part of the witness protection program. And he laughed. Mark, first of all, thanks for coming on. Have you run this marathon before?
Yep. I actually I'll be running with a 45-pound pack tomorrow, and I'm doing it in memory of another Marine who I ran with. He asked me to get him in shape so he could run this marathon, and we did it, and he passed away after. So,
how'd he die?
Unknown. Just one of those things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
45 pounds, man. That's a long way to go with 45 pounds.
Yeah, it's been done before. It's all right.
Have you done it?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Next year is Guinness World Records, so...
Really?
Yeah. This is another training day.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, congratulations on what you've turned yourself into. The odds of somebody with the kind of support that you had as a 16-year-old being where you are today are pretty small.
Yeah.
Are pretty small. So congratulations. We're all proud of you. And keep me posted on All Marine Radio. I'd love to have you back on, because the stories that you tell are the kind of stories that we need to constantly put in front of people and tell them, hey, you can do that, man. You can do this.
You got to hear about the woodpile.
Right.
That's the life-changing story right there.
All right. Well, give me your email address, and we'll hear about the woodpile.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
No. Our pleasure. Mark Jones, he's a runner. He's running with the Army National Guard marathon team. They'll be participating in the marathon on Sunday. So don't touch that dial. You're going to meet Amy Cotta. And trust me, you'll want to hear her. She's got a wonderful organization going, and we'll talk to her coming up next on as we continue here from the Marine Corps Marathon, a day when runners check in and their expos open. Awesome day. More of that on All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.